This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
The Gateless Barrier, Case 38. It is as if a buffalo has jumped through the window. His head, horns, body, legs have all passed through the window. Only his tail can't pass through. Why can't the little tail pass through the window? Hakuin included this koan in the group koans that he singled out as being especially difficult. Yet when we first hear it, we may be misled about the nature of the difficulty, which does not lie sort of in the paradoxical nature of the riddle that seems to be posed, but rather in coming to terms with the issue that is being grappled with once we understand what the koan is about. So first I'll just unpack a little bit of the imagery for you. A buffalo passes through or jumps through a window. You can think of the window the same way we think of as a gate, like the gateless gate, something that has to be passed through, something that has an outside and inside, something that is characterized seemingly by a inner, outer, before, after. On one side, we have our world of differences, dualisms, and passing through, we seem to enter a world of where those differences are dissolved, where they are transcended, where we're in a realm of emptiness or oneness, where the whole notion of a barrier dissolves. And most of us, one way or another, will think about practice and kinds of terms of before and after, what I was like before, what I hope to be after. And when we have some kind of experience of passing through a barrier, of having the internal splits and confusions that brought us to practice seemingly dissolve for a little while into a state of some kind of acceptance of just this. we quickly feel like we've gone from the before to the after, and yet then we fall back. In no time at all, it seems that all the old dualisms and splits and problems reassert themselves. And so we get back on the cushion, practice harder. We want to do it again, except this time bigger, this time longer lasting, this time once and for all. And that, in a way, I think is the beginning of the real difficulty that Hakuin is pointing to. Our sense that we want to pass through, go beyond, once and for all, and yet we have this experience over and over of coming back to who we were before. No matter how much seems to be transcended, something is always left over. That tail, some little thing, is stuck. Now, how we approach that is really the crux of our practice. And there are many people who really practice with the idea that if they only had a deep enough or full enough kind of enlightenment experience, they would transcend their self, their attachment, their desire, their suffering, once and for all. I have heard students and even teachers talk about wanting to or aspiring to attain anattara samyak sambodhi in this lifetime, right? A once and for all kind of passing through the window with nothing getting stuck. Another kind of approach to the problem is to see the tail that's stuck as a need for endless practice. That there are delusions and attachments that have to be endlessly worked on. And that no matter how much we think we've done, we always have to do a little more. And that there's no end to this practice because there's always something left. And this turns practice into a treadmill. You're always a day late, a dollar short, never getting there, always running. And then there are those who see that tail sticking out and they decide, well, the only thing to do is cut the tail off. And they think that by cutting off some version of themselves, some kind of desire, some kind of neediness or dependency or some aspect of humanity, well, then they'll pass through once and for all once they got rid of that that troublesome part. See, the real difficulty of this koan and of our practice is coming to terms with the reality of that tail. When I opened Sesshin, I said, after 40 years of practice, I'm still me. One way of looking at that tail is, that's me, that tail. 40 years of practice, it's not gone yet. See, so from one perspective, the tail that we can't get rid of is the problem. But from another perspective, the 40 years of practice, I'm still me, becomes the answer. See, I think what happens is that when we give up the curative fantasy of once and for all passing through the window, of once and for all staying in a state of transcendence, being who we are is no longer the problem. Having problems is no longer a problem. It means that we change our relationship to this moment, where it is not something to be dissolved or something to be fixed, but it just is. Now, there are lots of things that we'll endlessly work on and problems we will try to solve. But doing so becomes much more an ongoing expression of our life as it is. The same way that we need to brush our teeth, we brush them every day, we don't assume that we're going to brush them once and for all. If we really give them a good brushing, we never have to do it again. There's something ongoing about it. There's something ongoing about simply how we live in a world where there are needs and problems and things to be done. And that the fact that there are problems and needs and dependencies and things to be done is not in itself a problem that needs to be fixed. That, I think, is very, very hard, actually, for us to really understand and put into practice in our lives. The end of our sittings, we bow to the Buddha and we bow to each other. Bowing to each other is very important. In many ways, it's much easier to bow to an abstract or an idealized figure up on the altar. Bowing to each other means something else. Sometimes we have to recognize and accept the limitations in other people before we can accept them in ourselves. Sometimes we have to recognize the perfection in other people before we can recognize it in ourselves.